Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 4, Episode 8, Extra. Hello everyone, welcome to another extra episode of Coffee Break English. In the main episode, we spoke about the Founding Fathers. In this extra episode, I'm talking to Francesca again, and we're going to be finding out about a recent trip she took to France. Francesca's from Italy, so this is a great opportunity to hear a different accent. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Have you been on holiday recently, Francesca?
Yes, I went to Nice in the south of France a few months ago. I went with a friend and we had a great time, but the beginning of the holiday was a bit of a disaster.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, we took the bus to the airport, but just after we got there, my friend realized that she had forgotten her passport. Luckily, we had arrived with lots of time to spare, but it still took a long time for her to go all the way home and back again.
Oh no, what a nightmare. Did she make it back in time for the flight?
Yes, but only just. I went to the boarding gate and waited for her, and luckily they hadn't closed the doors yet when she arrived. So everything was fine and we had a lovely holiday.
Phew. I'm glad that everything turned out okay in the end. Actually, something similar happened to one of my friends a few years ago.
Did they leave their passport at home too?
No, he was flying to Canada and he had already arrived safely. But when he got to his hotel that night, he realized he didn't have his passport.
Where was it?
After thinking for a while, he remembered that he had gone to the toilet just before leaving the airport. He had put it down while he was washing his hands, and he'd forgotten to pick it up again. Luckily, he called the airport, and they had found it earlier that evening.
That's good.
Let's listen to the conversation again, this time a little faster. Have you been on holiday recently, Francesca?
Yes, I went to Nice in the south of France a few months ago. I went with a friend and we had a great time, but the beginning of the holiday was a bit of a disaster.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, we took the bus to the airport, but just after we got there, my friend realized that she had forgotten her passport. Luckily, we had arrived with lots of time to spare, but it still took a long time for her to go all the way home and back again.
Oh no, what a nightmare. Did she make it back in time for her flight?
Yes, but only just. I went to the boarding gate and waited for her, and luckily they hadn't closed the doors yet when she arrived. So everything was fine and we had a lovely holiday.
Phew, I'm glad that everything turned out okay in the end. Actually, something similar happened to one of my friends a few years ago.
Did they leave their passport at home too?
No, he was flying to Canada and he had already arrived safely. But when he got to his hotel that night, he realized he didn't have his passport.
Where was it?
After thinking for a while, he remembered that he had gone to the toilet just before leaving the airport. He had put it down while he was washing his hands and he'd forgotten to pick it up again. Luckily, he called the airport and they had found it earlier that evening.
That's good.
We hope you've enjoyed this extra episode of Coffee Break English. If you'd like to receive a free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes for the main episode, just go to coffeebreakenglish.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'd love to know what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.